from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's a Saturday morning. It's going to be hot again today, but not as hot as it was yesterday. And it was, boy, it was, I mean, brutal is not even a strong enough word. But, and we might get what they call that pop-up thunderstorm, but I doubt that today. But whatever. Good day. It's a good day if you're not concerned about the Phillies. That's where you may have a problem. And I just was listening to the replay of Scott Fransky when he's on WIP on Fridays. And it's just, he's got no concerns. Now, this was before the game last night. You can't say you have no concerns. You can say you still think the Phillies are a good team. And as we start this Saturday morning, it's a good morning for most, but if you're a Phillies fan, you've got some concerns. But you can't, he can say whatever he wants to say, and I like Scott. I mean, the best, I mean, that broadcast team is clearly really, really good. Maybe the best radio broadcast team in America. But whatever the case, you can say what you want, and you can kind of defend the Phillies, and that's what most of the broadcasters for the Phillies do, is they defend the Phillies. I think Larry Anderson's even caught in between right now. You can't, in any case, he's usually pretty honest. Their approach at the plate offensively sucks. It's terrible. It's terrible. And there's a point, I mean, the Phillies and the Eagles, they're only things that we're talking about right now, which is obvious. But the Phillies, if you don't have concern, I don't know what world that you're living in when you watch the Phillies. They're 20-25 in their last 45 games. Bryce Harper is now 1-34, but he had a home run, so the hit counted for him. He struck out three times last night. I don't know what it is. Somehow if you're in the major leagues, you have to know how to cut down your swing. You've got to cut down your swing. You've got to make contact. And all these excuses that, the morning show the other day was, they had an excuse list. Here's the excuse list for Bryce Harper. Well, he wanted a new contract. His agent wanted a new contract. He's got, what, 7 years left on this contract? Are you kidding me? He's got more money than he needs for the rest of his life, or for the next three lifetimes. It's just, it's not the issue. And you shouldn't even put that in the equation. He's killing them. The top of the lineup is killing them. And I do like Rob Thompson as a manager, but I think he's afraid is probably too strong a word. He's concerned about offending his players if he changes the lineup. You can criticize me for criticizing the lineup all you want. That lineup, especially now, is not working. You've got to change something. You can't let this continue. You can't. Now, the pitching last night wasn't any good. Phillips gave up, what, 7 runs in less than 2 innings. And Justin Turner with the grand slam didn't help things. But you could tell it wasn't going to go well. But when you can't score, it doesn't make any difference. The Phillies were down 10-0. Oh, they scored 2 runs. They scored 2 runs when Seattle probably took somebody out of the stands to pitch. It was still a pitcher on their roster. They pitched where the Phillies, think about how bad it is when you got to have Garrett Stubbs pitch twice in the last week. He has pitched twice. He's the catcher, by the way, for people that are just novice to this. He's the catcher, and you just throw him out there because you don't want to use another pitcher. That to me is, that's one of the things. It should be to everybody, not just to me, is an embarrassment. That's an embarrassment. When you've got to put your catcher on the mound in the last inning to because you don't want to use another real pitcher in the game. That's horrible. That is an absolute joke. It's a joke. The way that the offense is going right now, it's a joke. And they've got to do something. You got to do something. You're the manager. You got to do something. I don't care who you offend. You're the manager. And, you know, if they care about this team, I'm talking about the players, and I know they care, you got to shut your mouth. And I'm sure, and I don't know this 100%, I would think, I'll just put it this way, I would think that Rob Thompson has gone up to Bryce Harper and said, hey, Bryce, you know, I think maybe you could use a day off. Well, in the Yankee series, he gave Turner the day off on the day game after the night game. Harper's the one that's really struggling. I mean, Turner's struggling as well, but Harper's really struggling. And I would think he went up to Bryce Harper and he said, hey, listen, Bryce, I think, or Harp, or whatever you want to call him, I think a day off might be good for you. And if Bryce Harper says no, then it's no. And he says, no, I'm okay. He hadn't gotten a hit in the series, so I'm sure he wanted to get at least one hit against the Yankees. He didn't want to go 0-for, which he did. He's 1-for-34. It's a joke. It's really bad. But I'm sure, and then Schwarber, if you told Schwarber, hey, listen, Schwarbs, or whatever you want to call him, I'm going to change the lineup. I'm going to hit you fifth. I'm going to hit you fifth. Schwarber would say, okay, and he would deal with it. Probably wouldn't like it because he's comfortable at leadoff. You're going to get more fastballs if guys get on base at 5. They were 1-for-12, the top three hitters last night. 1-for-12. Schwarber got a base hit. Harper struck out 3 times. Turner got no hits. So here's a big question, and I still think the Phillies are a good team. Now, I don't know how the pitching got so screwed up. Injuries. Well, injuries are part of it. Hey, the Braves have had injuries, and they've hung in there. They've had injuries to everybody, not just their pitchers, everybody. And they've hung in there, and they have a good record for all the injuries that they've had. Injuries are part of it. So you lose Suarez. All right, Phillips, you were, I mean, that was a mirage. I mean, he had two good games his first two games, but I don't know what kind of pitcher he is. And then today, Kirkering's going to start and go a couple innings, and then you're going to follow it up with other guys. I mean, it's just, you're one of the top teams in baseball, record-wise, not over the last 45 games. And you're running out of bullpen game, and you just started August, and you've got a bullpen game. This is an embarrassment. It really, and are they a good team? Yeah, the Phillies are a good team. But they need to score runs. You can't put that kind of pressure on hitters. So one of the questions this morning, do you still believe in the Phillies? Now, we're not talking about making the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. I mean, that's a given. They're going to be in the playoffs. When I talk about believe, is this team in the World Series? They're going to be in the playoffs. Are they getting to the – do you believe they're still going to get to the World Series? And that was the belief all along. If so, why? And if you're not on board, tell me why not. Here's another thing that – the thing I've noticed, and you only know it from knowing the personalities of the players in the clubhouse. I don't think the Phillies have a leader. And I think every team needs that player. The good teams always have somebody that can rally the troops together and get them straightened out. I don't think the Phillies have a leader. And I don't want to hear Bryce Harper's not a leader. Bryce Harper is a very good ball player, not over this last 34 at-bats. But he's not a leader. He's not one of those guys that's going to be a leader. I don't think players sense whether you're leading for yourself or leading for the team. Schwarber is a sensational guy. Sensational. But I don't think he's a leader. Bohm is probably the most, and I said this, but 3 weeks ago. I thought he was the most consistent player on the team. And at the time, I thought he was the best player on the team. At the time, best player because of results. But you look down that, I don't know who the leader is. And you need, especially in times like this, you need a leader. I don't know if they have a leader. It's just, there's too many home run swings. And obviously that's Harper's problem right now. And he's not the best player in the city, which fans just kind of gravitate because they want, when they say a player is the best in the city, like Embiid is not even close to the best player in the city because the fans pander to the players. They pander to the players. Oh yeah, he's great. Cause you want him to be that player. Embiid doesn't even fit on the Olympic team. I could care less about the Olympics too, by the way. I could care less. If the United States leads, they're not leading in gold. Like, who cares? It's a bunch of professionals now, and that's not what the Olympics used to be. So, obviously, we'll talk a lot about that. The Eagles have had all looks good in camp. Not sure what's going to happen in the preseason games. And Nick Sirianni last night, and that was it last night? It was a Thursday night. The open practice at the Link. And somebody asked him, you know, how's he going to put – there's a – Eagles have a preseason game next week. They're already starting. Friday in Baltimore. And how are you going to play your starters? He's not going to play them that much. He's going to do it. He's going to use them in practice. He's going to play them in the – they have one day of a joint practice. He's not going to play them. I just can't see him playing them that much. But it all looks good in camp, and Jalen's – completion percentages, when you have no threat of getting sacked, you don't have a lot of hands up in the air, you know, it's just means nothing. But he's accurate, and that's the one thing I look for. His accuracy seems to be very good most of the time. I look at the receivers and how they catch balls in traffic, and again, knowing you're not going to get hit by anybody else. But we can talk about the Eagles. I know what your expectations are for the Eagles, and there's no reason to question that right now because it's only camp. So and we can talk about that. I'll give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. And then all right, let's go to the phones and take a call before we take care of some business. John, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Howard, you asked the question about what the concern is for the Phillies, and I've been a regular caller for the better part of 2 years to your show. Multiple times we have had conversations about the Phillies, and it always seems to come back to the one issue. And this year was a little bit different than previous years mm-hmm. because the pitching was so good at the beginning, but the same problem is beginning to rear its ugly head as it did the last couple of years, and that's the fact that they cannot score if they're not hitting home runs. And you're not going to win in this league because you're not going to be able to hit.
How many times have I said that?
You know, that's what I'm saying.
They did a little bit early in the season, but they played bad teams. Now they're playing better teams, teams with pitching, and you're not going to hit home runs like you did before. And then Rob Thompson always leans back. And, again, I like Rob, and I think he's good at what he does. A manager will only lose games. He doesn't win games. But when he says, we're going to slug, well, you know, you can't keep on leaning on that. You've got to do something. And you've got to do something with that lineup. It's ridiculous. You can't just say, well, it's going to get better and they're going to slug. You got to shake it up. And you got to know the players got to wake up some way. And if you're going to come out with the same lineup every day when you're getting you're really literally getting your ass kicked because they're not scoring runs. You can't put that pressure on the pitchers. It's terrible. Their approach is terrible. And that is a big problem, and you got to do something with that lineup to show these guys, hey, listen, we're not going to put up with this.
No, absolutely. And everybody has to remember, a home run is only one run if there's nobody on base. Getting people on base, you know, to hit the home runs, you know, one run, that's, you know, you got to hit four if you're, you know, you're losing, you know, four nothing, you know, so it's just, and the fact that they're running out a bullpen game today after a series where they had a day off is absolutely ridiculous in my mind.
It's horrible. I don't understand it. And I know there's injuries. You got Suarez. Walker, you haven't had for a while. So, I mean, it's just, so you've adjusted to that. Not that I want Walker to ever pitch again for the Phillies, but he will. I don't get it. I don't understand it. You're right. You had a day off. Like, why is your, what are you doing here? What are you doing? I got a question today. Who is the best player in the city? I know my choice will not be most people's choice. Who is John, who's the best player in the city?
My best player in the city right now today is probably A.J. Brown.
That's a good one. I think that is a good one. That wouldn't be my best, but it's close. But, yeah, A.J. Brown, and it's not even close. Where do you put Harper and Embiid? Oh, okay. All right. I'll tell you where I put Harper. He wouldn't even, I don't know if he's in the top three. Let's go to Terry in Broomall. Terry, you're on WIP.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say this. The Phillies, they got to do something about these 98, 100 mile an hour closers. They're not hitting the plate. They're walking half the people they see and crossing at least 10 or 12 games out of the last 20. And one thing about the Eagles, are they teaching Jalen how to run to his left and throw off the right foot? Okay? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, wait a minute. Run to his left. I've seen him, you know, I'm trying to think back of the plays. I don't know that it's a comfort thing. Run to his left. I've seen him run to his left, but I don't know if he passes off that. So, but I got a question for you. All right, you still there, Terry? Oh, okay. He's worried about Jalen Hurts running to his left. I think there's more concern about the Phillies winning a game. Got to win a game. Just a game. Got to win a game. It's just terrible. Who is the best player in the city? Think about that. And do you still believe in the Phillies? All right, when we come back, Merle Reese received an award last night at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is obviously a great honor. We'll hear some of Merle's best when we come back. But I do have a question. Who is the best player in the city? It's a different name than you would have had probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. And another question I have for you. Do you really care about the Olympics? I mean, as an American, you want the USA to win medals. But do you, does it really, it's all, I mean, all these different, does it, do you really care about the Olympics? It's a bunch of pros. It's a bunch of professionals. It's different than it used to be. In my, we'll talk about that, too, if you would like to. 215-592-9494. Time now is 8:20. Steven Tyler has lost his voice. May not be able to tour again. So we'll drop in a little Aerosmith every once in a while. It's, you know, he's 76 years old. So I guess it's, I don't know if it's surprising or not, but guys work with their voice and they always worry about your voice, especially when you are a singer. All right. You know, I'll wait on, playing some Merle Reese because I want to let the next caller on because he's going to be in protect mode, I'm sure, as he is as he is sometimes, ill-advised sometimes, but nonetheless. Chuck, you are on WIP.
Come hey, on, yo, Chuck. What's going on, man?
You tell me.
Hey, hey, just another day in paradise, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm out here early in the morning. You know, just driving these streets, you know, just thinking about some things with the Phillies and listening to you. And, you know, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. About to get some breakfast.
The Phillies, I mean? I'm sure you're not worried about the Phillies right now, right?
No, they're done. They're done, Howard.
Really?
They're going to make the playoffs. I'm not so sure they're going to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs, Howard. They're going to make the playoffs. But they're not a World Series team. No matter how much you shake this lineup up. These guys can't hit and generate runs without hitting home runs, and then their pitching is not as good as it was at the beginning of the year.
Well, the but the pitchers have to hold these teams down because they can't score. Your boy Bryce Harper's not doing very well right now.
I know, man. You know he looks terrible. You know what I mean? But you know you got to give him some help, man. Trey Turner's a stiff. I told you about Trey Turner.
Well, hold on. What, Chuck, give him some help. You know, baseball, you play on a team, but when you're up at the plate, it's just you. And when he's up at the plate, he's got to change his approach. He's trying to catch up to hit home runs because there's so many players in baseball ahead of him with home runs, and I would imagine he looks at that. You just change your approach. He's a major leader.
I'm talking about, like, you know, they got to get a better hitter in front of him and then back of him. They got to protect him, man.
The hitter in back of him is the most consistent player on the team offensively.
Ooh,
and that's Alec Bohm.
Oh, come on. Alec Bohm.
What are you talking about? He's the most consistent hitter on the team now.
No, I'm talking about you got to get a guy behind him that's solidified. You know,
solidified? What are you talking about? So in other words, you're making an excuse for him. I knew this was going to come out of you.
I'm not making an excuse for him.
You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself.
What do you want me to say? He hasn't played well. He hasn't played well.
Don't tell me you need a hitter behind him. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Listen, I'm not making excuses for the guy, right? But he's one person, right? You know what I mean? This team, these guys getting paid tons of money. Castellanos stink. That bottom of the lineup stink.
You know what I mean? Then they trade for another.
I'm not worried about the bottom of the lineup. They were 1-for-12 the first three hitters in the lineup. 1-for-12.
Yeah, well, that's why I said
Harper had 3 strikeouts.
Yeah, well, what about Mr. You know, standing ovation, Trey Turner? Nobody seems to blame him. He's getting $300 million, and he seems to forget how to hit all the time, you know, for long periods of time.
Wait a minute. What's Harper getting paid? Harper's getting paid the same thing.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, here's the thing.
Don't defend Bryce Harper.
I'm not defending him. I'm letting you know it's not just his fault. This pitching staff is falling apart right before our eyes, man. Ranger Suarez has went under a vehicle somewhere. I don't know where he's at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's on the disabled list. He's hurt.
Yeah, but, you know, he hasn't been the same since, you know, his family came over and everything. He hasn't been the same since.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, no, but I mean, he hasn't been the same. You know, the best pitcher right now on our staff is Aaron Nolan. I don't trust him going into playoffs.
Now, the best pitcher is still Wheeler. The best pitcher is still Wheeler.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But right now, the best pitcher is Aaron Nolan. He's pitching the best. That's what I'm saying. But, you know, Zach Wheeler looked terrible his last out, Howard. You know what I mean? You know, as our ace. He looked terrible, man, you know, against the Yankees. I'm just saying this team isn't good enough to make a World Series, you know?
You don't believe in the Phillies anymore. All right, I'm going to ask you 2 questions here, Chuck, all right? Because one of them, I'll be interested to see how you play favorites here. Who is the best player in the city right now?
The best player in the city right now is, you're talking about right now, Howard. You're talking about right now.
Yes,
or you're talking about the overall body of work.
Look, I don't care how you choose it. Who's the best player in the city?
Bryce Harper still.
No, I knew you'd
That's
go
it.
There. That
it
is,
is.
That is
Harper,
a
is.
Joke. That's a joke.
It's Bryce Harper. What do you
that,
think?
No,
what
no.
You,
That's a joke.
Who do you
That's
think
a joke.
It is, Howard? Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is?
I'm not going to say until later in the show. But I want to see if anybody says it.
He's won an MVP here. He's taken us to an NLCS. He's taken us to a World Series. You know, what else do you want me to say?
It's a popular. The MVP has become a popularity contest. So let's stop.
But you know, your guy, Joel Embiid, won MVP.
Well, you don't think anybody else took this team to a World Series? What are you talking about? Do you think he's the only guy that took the team to the World Series?
The only guy recently.
You know, and what did he hit in the World Series? First of all, what did he hit last year before not getting to the World Series?
Again, Howard, he did not have anybody
Chuck,
to check him. They
Chuck, you disappointed me. Okay, that
they
was no, the first question.
And he's a gold glover at first base, something that he hasn't never played
well,
in his whole career.
Wait a minute. The best defensive first baseman is a guy that plays for Arizona, who's hurt right now.
Well, But Bryce has never played first base, and he came in.
I don't care. That's not part of the. That's not part of winning the Gold Glove.
This team.
I think he's done a nice job at first base.
Just,
I think he's done a nice job. But the best
right
first
now.
Base. Best first baseman's in Arizona. All right. My second question: do you care about the Olympics?
No, I don't.
I know. You're going to be that. You're honest.
Joel Embiid is a stiff. He shouldn't even be on the Olympics. He shouldn't be on the
well,
USA.
He doesn't fit with that team for sure. All right. Hey,
he
Chuck.
Sucks,
go get breakfast. Go get breakfast. What are you getting for breakfast, Chuck?
He dropped.
I want to know what he was getting for breakfast. Scrambled eggs, omelet, sunny side down. Well, the sunny side has to be down because it's not sunny right now in Philadelphia. Not with the Phillies playing the way they are. It's just poor Chuck. It says Harper's the best player. It's ridiculous. Chuck, you can't lean on that because one time Bryce Harper mentioned your name on the air. Stop. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. What was I going to say? The Phillies are lousy. I'm not talking about the last 4 games. I'm referring to, I guess, about 50 years of history and after the All-Star break where they're headed again. What was I going to say? Oh, as far as best player.
I'm waiting for people to blame it on the London trip. Let's stop with that. It's just it's so ridiculous. Oh,
you mean the history?
London, they haven't played well. Stop. I don't want to hear about London.
All right. Oh, another question. Why do you waste so much time with Chuck?
I'm trying to let Chuck say something smart, and he disappointed me.
You know he can't come up with that.
I know. When he tells me Harper's the best player in the city, you got to
be. Yeah, Maxey is. Currently Maxey, I'd say.
Well, you know, I would not take Maxey, but I think Maxey, and I said this a month ago, that I think Maxey's the best player on the team. Player. Not the most talented, but he's the best player on the team.
Yes, I agree. But, you know, Hertz is where he's at, you know, and then...
You know, Paul George we haven't seen yet, and...
Yeah.
And I still have a question about Paul George. Why did nobody else want to pay him what the Sixers paid him? Nobody. I mean, Golden State would have made a sign and trade, so they would have gotten rid of that money to take that money back, but...
Age.
Nobody else wanted to pay him. His own team didn't want to pay him.
No.
So that makes me wonder. I think Paul George is probably good for a year, then after that... Who knows what's going to happen? It's just...
What's he got, nine years in the league?
I don't know, but he's a good player, but whatever. But Maxey's the best player on the team. Do you still believe in the Phillies? Yeah, currently. So you still believe in the Phillies?
You know what I'm going to say.
No, I don't.
What am I going to... You tell me, what am I going to say?
Well, I think you'd have some questions... About the Phillies.
Yeah, definitely. No, I don't think they're the best team. They got the best record. I think they still have the best record.
No, Cleveland does. Cleveland.
All right, the ones that went over to Cleveland. Yeah. But when they had the best record, I kept saying to myself, you know, it just happens to be that way, and it's not but they're not the best team.
Here's what's amazing, and I don't really, it really doesn't matter to me whether they win the division or they don't. And now it looks like there's a chance that, you know, something could happen. Atlanta's had so many injuries, and they've hung in there so well. But because that week off, I don't think does anybody any good. And we've seen that. History shows us that's not a good thing. So it doesn't really matter. They're going to make the playoffs. But what are they going to do in the playoffs?
I don't think they're going far. I see them possibly winning the division. Question. As far as what you said, Atlanta Braves, and I remember the beginning of the season, you know, the physical situation. Has everybody healed up that headed towards doing something towards the end of the season with Atlanta?
You're talking about Atlanta? I don't know once a lot of their players are missing. Two everyday players, one pitcher. I don't know if they've missed two pitchers. They've had a lot of injuries, and they've hung in there. The fact that they're only five games behind the Phillies is—it's hard to believe.
Since the '90s, they've always had great management or good management.
Well, yeah, they have players that they Phillies have some good young players, but the Braves just seem to have—they're just better at it for whatever reason. But they've been better for years, so that's why they're better now. The Phillies have some good players in the minor leagues. I think they'll have a new backup catcher next year. I don't know if Crawford's ready to play center field next year. That's why I don't think they went crazy about a center fielder. So they're going to have some good players come up, but their window's small. I mean, Harper and Turner are over 30 years old. So, their time period. And that's why last year I thought this was the year and next year's the year.
So, I didn't follow it closely, but what I saw, I expected with Dombrowski with signing players by the deadline. Did we get anybody decent?
Well, I mean, the relief pitcher they got is better than decent. It's just the outfielder he's probably better than what they had, but nothing crazy. They didn't go for anything big because they didn't want to give up their young players and I understand that. All right, one more question for you.
Yeah.
Do you care about the Olympics?
No. I do care where the winners go as far as the medals, as far as, you know, in life as with sports. But
Have you watched much of the Olympics?
No, not anymore. When I was a kid, I did.
Yeah,
It's a bunch of pros. Over 30 years.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people are... I don't know. There's so many different... channels. I mean, I don't know. All right, let's go to another Steve who's in Bristol. Steve, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard? My first time calling your show.
Wow, what's taking you so long?
Yeah, well, first off, I've been out of state for about 30 years or so.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But the Phillies, you know, I've been hearing so many people bashing Harper, Turner, Thompson. You know, it's a team effort. The team is struggling. Everybody is at fault, and they're going to come through. It's not one person. They're all doing the same thing right now.
Well, all right, so here's what I think the manager has to do. You have to change the lineup. I don't care if Harper gets offended. I don't care. And I think Schwarber will accept it. Probably won't like it coming out of leadoff. You got to change the lineup. You got to do something.
You've got to do something.
You can't just sit there and run the same lineup out there every day. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Do something.
I mean... I got my wish. They traded Soto. I wanted him gone. He's gone. I probably would have rather have seen Alvarado go other than Sir Anthony.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
But you know, it is what it is. We got what we got. We didn't do what we were hoping. That happens. As far as the best player in the city, you know, I have a toss-up on that.
Go ahead.
Because everybody's talking Phillies and Eagles, and I'm sorry, Phillies and Eagles aren't the best players in the city. I'm not a big Embiid fan, but give me Maxey and give me Travis Konecny. They're my two favorite players.
Well, somebody
said they're
Maxey,
two of the hottest players.
Konecny, there's not enough people that are Flyers fans that would say Konecny. I don't know that Konecny's the best. I mean, he's obviously a very good player, very good player. And Maxey, right now, before going into next year, I think is the best player on the Sixers. And Embiid's being exposed in the Olympics because he's just not fast enough. And there's going to be small lineups against the Sixers. The Sixers don't care about winning. They just care about getting an arena. Now they're kind of trying to con people. Oh, well, might go to New Jersey. What, do they think they're going to scare Philadelphia and saying they're going to go to New Jersey? Then go ahead and go to New Jersey. And nobody's going to come to those games in Camden. Are you kidding me? Stop.
I'd say trade Embiid anyway. I've never been a big Embiid fan.
You're not going to get enough for him. But, yeah, they should have done that. They should have done that. They're stuck. But I think Maxey's better than Embiid. I mean, why did people just, Embiid? I think people.
Exactly. You know, one of the reasons why I like Maxey so much.
Well, there's a lot of reasons you should.
It's not just his play. I watched the Phillies game a couple years ago when I was in Utah, and they were commentating from the outfield, and they had Maxey come in, first time I ever seen him. And they had him come on, and his personality, his love for the sport, his love for the city just shined. I said, that man is going places, and now look at him.
Well, okay, I'm going to tell you what he is. He's a player that plays for his team. Unlike Embiid, who plays for himself, he's a player that listens to the coach, unlike Embiid, who does what he wants to do most of the time. And he's a player that plays hard every second he's on the floor, unlike
Embiid.
It's just, there's three great qualities. He's the best player on the team. Hey, thanks for calling, and I'm sure you'll do it again. Take care. Have a great
week. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 215-592-9494. Who's the best player in the city? You're going to get a lot of answers. My best player hasn't been said yet, but one of the top two or three has already been said, and it's Harper is not the best player in the city. We'll talk about that, and we'll listen to some of the highlights from Merle Reese, who received the Pete Rozelle Award last night at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The time now is 8:41. It is a Saturday morning. It still will be hot. But it's not supposed to be as bad as it was yesterday. That's all right. We've got to deal with it. It'll get hotter as the day goes on, but I don't think it's supposed to hit 90, but whatever. All right. Merle Reeves got inducted, and he didn't get any. It's kind of a different thing. He got an award at the Pro Football Hall of Fame on induction weekend, the Pete Rozelle Award. And the dinner was last night. And Merle, after 40-some years, 48th year coming up, got recognized by the NFL. It's a lot of years. It's a lot of years broadcasting for a team. My 38th year with WIP is coming up the end of this month. And that's well short of what Merle's done. There's a little back. I'm going to give you a little background. Myself and Merle. Merle, and I did stats and I did spotting for Merle back in the early 70s at the Penn football games. I forget, it was broadcast on a station that we both worked for, not WIP, in the early 70s. So we do go way back. Let's hear some calls over the years from Merle Reese. Let's hear him now.
Back goes McNabb. He steps up. He's being rushed. He gets away from one man. Dashes to the outside. Still rolling. Comes back to the near side. A la Randall Cunningham against Buffalo. Pumping. Loading up. He is firing it deep. And it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Down at the 15. Freddie Mitchell.
Position inside the 1 yard line. Jaworski retreats. He's looking. He fires the football. Complete the quick. He's going to go. 45-40. Mike Quick. Touchdown. The Eagles win. Jaworski the quick. 99 yards. The longest pass play in Eagles history. 14 seconds to go. 31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckler. Jackson takes it at the 35. Anderson picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's let it go. Deshaun Jackson. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around. And he is in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Miracle in the Meadowlands number 2.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you. Let the celebration begin.
You know what's amazing? That I remember every one of those plays and was there for at least a couple of them. Deshaun Jackson told me the week of that punt return, I told him he doesn't have any punt returns yet. And he told me he was going to get a couple. And he said, I'll get one, son. Who would have known it would have happened like that? But Merle Reese getting the Pete Rozelle Award last night. Congratulations. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on WIP.
Hey. How you doing, Howard? Yeah, good. I'm calling because I happen to believe that Harper and Embiid are the best players, and I understand Harper is in a slump, but we're talking about two MVPs, and the actual Phillies are in first place. Embiid has been, although he is battered with injuries, first team All NBA. He wasn't last year because he didn't play enough games.
Which means he should not be the. It's a popularity contest, but whatever.
But you also, I know you're going to pick an Eagle, but after the way they ended that season last year, an Eagle can't be picked. That was the worst. The way they ended that season was horrendous. So I hope you don't pick an Eagle.
How did the Phillies end the season last year?
They were in the playoffs. They're in the playoffs,
How did I just asked you a question? How did the Phillies end the season last year?
They lost, But okay. The way the
they
Eagles
lost
ended was
two
a disgrace.
Games at home to not go to the World Series.
You just got to stop letting your personal agenda affect your credibility.
It's not a personal agenda. They lost two games at home.
You know, kicked out of Citizens Bank Park.
Well, the Phillies had nothing to do with it. Okay. Phillies had nothing to do with that. So let's, and I just wanted to address that. You know, hey, listen, you want to like Harper, you want to like Embiid, knock yourself out. They are not the best players in this city. And they're just not. I mean, let's face it. They're just not. And I have nothing against the Phillies because that wasn't the reason that I'm not going to the games. And I wanted to address that, too. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP in Delaware.
Yeah. Hi, Howard.
Hi.
Couldn't agree with you more today. Listen, first of all, can I give you my best player?
Sure.
Yeah, Donte Smith.
Devontae Smith is a good one. I would kind of rank Brown. Somebody already said AJ Brown, but Smith is good.
Okay.
You know, that last moron who said,
absolutely.
I'm just going to say an Eagle. Well, the Eagles have been the most consistent team in this city for how many years? So, you know, when you look at it, you got to look at them. And there's certain players that can't win the MVP award. Like, do you tell me that Jason Kelce wouldn't be an MVP if an offensive lineman could win an MVP award?
Right.
Are you going to tell me for all those years that Jason Kelce couldn't have been an MVP of maybe of the Eagles?
Well,
but that's why it's to say, well, they won MVPs. I don't care.
Right.
It's about winning championships.
Let me tell you with that MVP idea here. The Bryce Harper MVP was a joke, I'm sorry, a couple of years ago with the Phillies. It was Austin Riley. Absolutely, Austin Riley should have won that MVP.
And I agree with that, too.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm about you. Matter of fact, I'm older than you, a couple of years older than you. I've played a lot of baseball. I've seen a lot of baseball. Mm-hmm. This Bryce Harper thing, I called in, if you give me a couple of minutes, I called in your station a couple of weeks ago, and I don't want to call him a moron or a nitwit, but he's a loudmouth. He goes by one name. I don't even know who he was exactly when I called. But, boy, was he protecting Harper. I was telling him how Harper just doesn't show signs of hustling. Many times he'll watch the baseball. It's like home run derby.
Let me kind of address both these things, all right?
Okay.
You can't be the best player in the city if you don't hustle and play hard all the time. I mean, there's sometimes you might.
Absolutely.
You, if you're down 10-0 and you don't run out of ball, I get it. In which they were down last night 10-0.
Yeah, but, even that I don't like, but
well,
I understand.
I don't like that either. But he's a great player, but he's not the best in the city.
No, he's not.
No, it's just, and he's a hell of a player. There's no question about that, but he's not the best in the city.
But, I've always said he overswings. You're right. Watch his approach. He's always down at the bottom of the knob of the bat. And you watch a slow motion sometimes. He's very late with his swings. If he come up on that bat even like a half an inch, I don't know what's the matter. Barry Bonds did it all the time.
Oh, I know.
There was
other great hitters that choked up on the bat.
Oh, absolutely.
You can still hit home runs.
But Scott does the same thing. He wants to wave that bat, and he has his hands all the way down. It like he wants another 3 or 4 inches of baseball bat. And maybe that's part of his problem. But and the other thing, I got on about Thompson. Okay. I was kidding a little bit to the host that night about Topper. I said, how the heck did you get a name Topper? I mean, don't even spell his name with a P, Thompson. And in a way, it's kind of disrespectful. I mean, I know that's silly. But, Topper, he doesn't show a lot of, like you say, I want to see him get mad more often. You know, when I played ball, I don't brag about it, but I did play minor league baseball. I did play some good college minor league baseball. I played at Cape Cod. I know a little bit of baseball. You gotta kind of not understand exactly what your manager, where he's coming from. In other words, you want to see a little bit of
I'm gonna give you an example. Charlie Manuel, who I had issues with, and I get along great with Charlie now.
Issues with,
he benched Jimmy Rollins because he didn't hustle.
Well, Harper should be benched. Absolutely.
Last night, I forget who was it Torres for the Yankees? Thought he had a home run. And he trotted to first base, and it should have been a double. And he didn't get on second base. And then he tried to score from first on a double, and he was thrown out.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone benched him during the game. And the player, after the game, understood and knew that he has to be better. Those are the players, kind of things that have to happen.
The players in the dugout respect that. And let me tell you, I know by playing, I don't want to see these. And Harper's telling people, you got a cowboy up. Well, why don't you just get out there and take all that doggone stupid, the fanatic nonsense with the sneakers, the shoes, rather, the spikes,
don't forget the headband.
The headband, it says something about, I forget what it says, but it's kind of obnoxious what it says.
Whatever. All right, who's your best? You told me Devontae Smith's your best.
Well, I already told you. I like to think I was right with that.
My other question today is, do you care about the Olympics?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's going so, it's pathetic. Every once in a while, I'll flip it on, I'll see the golf, and I'll see the golfers. But even that, you know, whatever.
Yep.
No, me and my wife both do not watch it anymore.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. All right, we got a couple of callers coming up. One of them calling from a very active place right now on the East Coast. But we'll get to that. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:57. I get up in the evening. 94 WIP as we start the second hour. You're concerned about the Phillies. But I go to bed last night, the same way. This is not, you know, when you get beat this one, you get beat like that. And that's happened twice this week. It's such a farce. It's a farce when you have to use a position player to pitch. And in the Phillies' case, they used Stubbs twice this week. It's an embarrassment. That's an embarrassment to the game. So one of my questions that we're dealing with, do you still believe in the Phillies? If so, why? If not, why not? I don't think the Phillies have a leader either. And I think that would help. You know, people think they have a leader. They don't. They don't have a leader. I don't think they have a leader, just based on what I see and what I know. Eagles, first game next week. I don't think you're going to see many of the starters play that much. You want to see the quarterback play, but you want to see him play with the first stringers. It's the other issue. You don't want him there behind an offensive line that's not going to be his offensive line. But the first game is next. Is it next Thursday? It's next Friday, I think. I think the Baltimore game's next Friday. So the first preseason game. It's already starting. It's already starting. All right. So let's. Let's go back to the phones and, you know, kind of straighten all that. We'll straighten all this out. Joe, who is in Sarasota. Joe, how are you?
Great. Good morning. Glad you're back.
It's probably not as hot in Sarasota as it is here in Philadelphia.
I don't know about that one. it's pretty warm.
Okay. All right.
Hey. I don't want to be all over the place, but it looks like I'm going to be. I got to ask you, last year in the playoffs,
sure.
I think Stubbs had a comment about another team or something back to bite him. Do you remember what he said?
I think it was in the was it Houston with the pool or Arizona with the pool.
Okay. So there's been a couple shakeups with people leaving and going. And then when I thought, I think it was Marchand, the catcher, which I think is a great catcher, meaning not great, but I think he's better than Stubbs. And when they had to make moves, Stubbs stayed on the team. He's kind of like the little character on the team. And I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying, I think when you got a guy that's better, that should be on the team, and then all of a sudden you just keep the other guy that shouldn't really, that's only hitting like what, 170 now? I think that's a problem, number one.
Yeah, I think Marshawn definitely will be on the team next year, and Stubbs will probably not. I mean, I don't know how he could be on the team. Yeah. You don't carry three catchers anymore. So Marshawn will be on the team next year, and I understand he's a young player. You just want to give him that last year in the minor leagues. I mean, so.
Okay. With Topper, and when John Gruden went to the Bucks for them to win the Super Bowl that year, I don't think Topper. I think Topper's a pleaser instead of a go-getter. And I know baseball is a long season. It's 162 games. It's crazy how many games. But
it's too long.
I think maybe a change in leadership, and we're talking about leadership now, that could be a key.
So you want to fire Rob Thompson?
No, I don't want to fire him. I'm saying if they don't do well till the end of the season, if they don't make the playoffs, I would make a move there. True.
If they don't make the playoffs, there's going to be a move, but that would be that's almost impossible.
Okay.
Even though they're 20-25 in their last 45 games, that's almost impossible. You know, the other thing that works against the Phillies, they play the Braves a lot now that the Braves are better off a lot the rest of the season. They have more road games, I think, than home games in the last month of the season. And that's because of the Eagles and whatever. They're kind of trying to work around that. Whatever the case may be, it's going to be tougher.
Yeah. Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Since we're talking about the lineup shaking it up, who would be your top three people hitting?
Oh, I've already said it. I would go Stott, and I don't want to hear that he's not hitting well. You're moving him all over the lineup. I think he works a pitcher. Probably as well as anybody.
Yep.
Put him at the top and Turner second, because I want speed at the top. You got to generate runs other ways than home runs. And if you get guys running around the bases and stealing bases, that's what you got to do. And I have confidence that Stott would take I'll call it a promotion to be hit leadoff and take pride in that. And be a better hitter at the top of the lineup, Turner two, and if you get those guys on, then you run them around. You got to do something with speed. Harper third, and I'll still leave Harper third. Boehm fourth, where he is right now, and Schwarber five, and the rest of the lineup. I don't even care.
I like that.
Yeah, and that just you get speed at the top, you get power with, you assume power with Schwarber. And Harper with, you hope, men on base, but you got guys running around. So you're going to maybe get more fastballs for the other hitters. Harper just doesn't seem like he can hit a curveball right now.
Okay.
He can't hit anything right now. He's 1-34.
Okay. With Bryce, the Phillies are fun to watch. We're so spoiled when they're playing well, but can you imagine the team without Bryce? I mean, think about that. Just imagine we didn't have Bryce. You know,
but you can't do that because you don't have anybody to replace him. And that's because that they locked themselves into a 13-year contract.
And his contract's pretty good going on right now with all the money other people are making.
You just can't do that. You can't take a player. Like in NBA, you only have five players. So if you plug somebody else in when you take somebody out, it's different. But you have no player to replace them. So
I'm just saying, here's
what I would have looked at. There were a couple of first basemen that were maybe available during the trade deadline, but the Phillies couldn't do that because Harper wouldn't go back to right field. That's one of the things that I would have done, and you would have done something better for your lineup. But hey, listen, it wasn't going to happen. It is what it is, and nothing's going to change that. All right. So who's the best? Who's your best player in the city?
Okay. Well, it's hard to pick an Eagle right now because I haven't really seen them. But if I had to pick the Eagle from last year, everybody goes with Kelsey. True.
Yeah, but Kelsey's not playing anymore.
That's what I'm saying. So it's tough to pick right now because I haven't seen the Eagles, and the Sixers aren't playing either. So, I mean, I have to be a baseball guy. I mean, I know
not
I'm going to throw
really. Somebody already took A.J. Brown, and I wouldn't dispute that.
I'm going to throw a curveball. I know you're not going to like it, but I like – if everybody's talking about hustle and speed, I think Marsh brings a lot to the Phillies.
Oh, stop. All right. That's enough.
Okay.
That's
all right. Enough. But see, that. But you're looking – think about what I'm saying,
enough.
Though.
That's enough. That's enough.
Does he hustle?
Right. I don't care. I don't care.
He doesn't hustle.
No, that's not. I'd rather have Boehm. Boehm's the best player on the team right now.
Boehm still makes bad plays.
Look at his errors.
I'm telling you, they all make bad plays.
I know, but Brandon brings a lot to the team.
Bohm is the most consistent player on the team. Stop. All right, but have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Marsh. You know, now we're getting to the ridiculous. Marsh. Are you kidding me? You know what? I'm going to give him his chance to speak. Dan Wilson's working with me today. Cowboy nitwit dope Jim. Let's give him his day in the sun, and I hope he stands out in the sun, kind of wears him out. Let's go to Cowboy Jim next.
Hey, I just walked my dog for 2 hours. I'm exhausted. Give me a break.
Okay.
So, listen.
If I gave you a break, you wouldn't be on the air.
True. Listen, Chuck's had a tough week. Come on, give him a break. You beat him up today. I mean, his girlfriend, Bryce, who probably forgot his name already. And then the afternoon show made fun of how short he is. So, I mean, come on, give him a break. And you know what? We don't know what he's having for breakfast, but it's probably a kid.
First of all, why would they make fun of how short he is? He's not that short. I mean, I've seen him.
I know, but they were making fun of him all week.
Yeah.
Poor Chuck. Listen, Gilio, okay, wasn't it like the beginning of June where he said the NL East was done, the Phillies are done, I mean, they're in, they're going to win it, no problem. I mean, why would you make a bold statement like that when it was only like the beginning of June?
Because it's WIP Sports Radio. Hey, listen, you say things that are stupid. Hosts say things that are stupid.
Never.
I didn't think they were going to lose the division or not win the division. However, you can't say it that early because then karma's a bitch. Karma's brutal. And then all of a sudden, whoops, there goes and people are going to blame a jinx and all that other kind of nonsense.
Well, they blame London. They blame this. They blame that. I mean, come on. These guys travel in luxury. They stay in luxury. Their job is to be a baseball player. That's it.
I know. And then they had days off, what, before and after London. So stop with all that nonsense. Excuse was ridiculous.
How can an entire team, whether it's the Phillies or the Eagles, how do they fold? How does everybody just they can't hit anymore? And no matter if you change the lineup around, it doesn't matter.
You generate speed at the top. You could steal bases. It's obviously easier to steal the way they have the thing set up now in baseball. You steal bases. They don't hit with men in scoring position, so that could be a disaster for them. But however, you get guys running around and you change things. Teams can't depend on the home run all the time, and you still got to utilize speed, even though analytics, all those brilliant geniuses that sit there with their computers and give you all those ridiculous numbers, and you don't play the game the way it's supposed to be played anymore. But still, you got to do something to generate runs. And if you're not hitting home runs, then you got to do something. And you got to do something because they're 20-25 over the last 45 games. You got to do something. You got to change something.
Do you think there's something to do? Like, do the hitters not have confidence in the pitching, or the pitching have no confidence in their hitters? I mean,
the pitchers probably try to do a little bit more because they know they're not going to get many runs. But I think their approach to the game really is probably the same. But they know they got to maybe grind a little bit harder. The one thing I don't like people saying, well, they're pressing too much. Well, the hitters go up there. You see the ball. You hit the ball if you hit the ball, and then you run. It's really not. It's a hard game, but it's simple. The approach should be simple. And if you're swinging from your rear end all the time trying to hit home runs, it doesn't do you any good, because you're going to hit home runs if you straighten out your swing. It's terrible.
Did you see a big difference, like, say, the American League hitters and the way, again, say, like, the Philly hitters? Like, those whether it was the Guardians or the Athletics, the Yankees, I didn't see anybody swinging from, you know, the way the Phillies are swinging. And they're up there just hitting the ball hard. I mean, I just saw a difference.
Right now, Cleveland's a better team. I think the Yankees are a better team, although they lost last night. But Aaron Boone did something that Rob Thompson won't do. He benched a player for not hustling right during the game. And that's what you've got to do.
Right. That'll never happen. That'll never happen with Rob Thompson. It'll never happen.
Nope. Nope. It will absolutely not happen.
And 50,000 people to go to see a practice? What are things that boring around Philadelphia that they're going to go see a practice?
Well, you know what? I think those people came out because they can't get tickets during the regular season. I think that's what they just wanted to see, them play at the link. I mean, I'm just telling you what I think it was. No. I think they may have more people at that than they will their first preseason game at home. Mm. And they play the last game of the season at home. And it's the last, I think it's kind of the next to last weekend or close to that of the summer. And it's a Saturday night. Who's going to go to a preseason game where nobody's going to play on a Saturday night? But the tickets are already sold, so it doesn't make any difference.
I do think it's kind of a shame that you and the team are not going down to Brazil. That's kind of a shame.
Well, Brazil. You know they're going to have fans in the stadium at the link for the Eagles game in Brazil.
Well,
did you
nice.
Know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're selling tickets to have a watch party at the link for that game. And I'll bet you they have a minimum of 35,000 people.
I wonder how much that ticket is.
It's like, I think it's like 40 or 50, but I don't know. I saw the prices. They're not expensive, but it's just something to do.
I know, but it's still a shame that you guys aren't going to be down.
Well, we're trying to figure all that out. It's just, it's a little tougher for me, but we'll figure it out. We'll do it.
Well, maybe your girlfriend Taylor can get you a private jet. Have a good day, King. Bye.
See you later. Yeah, whatever. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WIP. Okay, let's go to Rick. Rick and Easton. Yo, Rick.
Howard, I don't know what point to agree with you on today. We've talked about a lot of these already. By the way, that was exactly what happened. I went down there for the first time. I've had season ticket and club seats, and people were lined up past Broad Street. They didn't realize they could go to the club section entrance where you just walk up right upstairs. People were sitting in my seats, and I let them enjoy that because – it's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
There was no seat numbers on the tickets.
Yeah, there were. Yeah, it was first come, first serve basis. There was two women sitting in my seats, and I let them have their glory. They loved it. I didn't even say a word. I stood up with my friends. I left in a half hour. It was a fun time just to go just to check it out the first time.
Yeah, it was a night out. It was during the week, so you're not down the shore or wherever you might go.
Let me do my best player first, and then I want to talk Phillies with you.
Sure.
My best player right now is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, Lane Johnson.
You know what? And that is, I'm just going to tell you right now, and let me, I hate to interrupt you.
Lane
Johnson is my best. That's my choice.
Sure.
That was my choice, was Lane Johnson.
I liken Devontae Smith like a Maxi. That's the same wavelength I have those two guys on.
AJ Brown might be second.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
I know. So, it's not because they're Eagles. They're the most consistent team in the city.
Oh,
it's not even a question.
So with the Phillies, it is such an embarrassment. I don't ever remember a team that has one of the top records in baseball using their catcher three times already to pitch, which is totally embarrassing. But we've talked about this before. I totally agree. You don't change just to change. You change to try to shake things up in baseball.
Correct.
Once in a while. And putting Stott at the top of the order and getting Dave Kingman, ha ha ha, out of the leadoff spot is not such a terrible move. And I'll tell you something else, Howard. Just a little suggestion. I'll leave Harper at third. That's fine. But maybe take a little pressure off him. Move Boehm to third, put Schwarber in the fourth spot, and take some pressure off Harper and let him hit fifth until he gets his timing back a little bit.
Yeah, but I think the manager, and I don't know this for sure, I think the manager kind of bows down, and I like Rob Thompson. I like him a lot. But I think he kind of bows down to Harper, who would be offended if you put him fifth.
No doubt. I totally agree. And when you mentioned what Charlie Manuel did with J-Roll, was exactly what I said, that game that people said, you can't sit Harper for not hustling. I said, why not? I said, Charlie did it, for God's sake. He did it with an MVP player, J. Roll. Yeah. J. Roll won the MVP the year before he sat him to say, guys, you're not going to play
that. The real MVP that year was Philadelphia always has an advantage because the voters don't pay attention to a lot of the other things. The MVP that year was Matt Holliday from Colorado.
Yeah.
He carried that team.
Yeah,
he was
so amazing.
But nobody ever got to see Colorado games.
Yes. So I lost confidence.
But
J-Roll,
Jimmy Rollins had a great year. And Jimmy Rollins, by the way, is more of a Hall of Famer than Chase Utley. Chase Utley's not a Hall of Famer. I don't know that Jimmy is, but it's a joke that people, and it looks like now, and I don't, if Chase gets in the Hall of Fame, it's ridiculous.
No, I totally agree.
He doesn't even have 2,000 hits. I mean,
totally agree. So, Howard, real quick, I hate to come off sounding negative, but even when they were on top of the world, the Phillies, in the beginning of the season, I was saying things to my friends, and they go, oh, you're negative. No, I'm not negative. I'm like you, Howard. I've seen 7 rings since 1967. That's not enough in a city that has 4 major teams. I said, guys, we got to be careful. Suarez has never pitched this much in the beginning of the season. Sanchez has never pitched this much in his short stint here so far. You got to be careful with those 2 starters. This is a very streaky team. You and I agreed already. If they don't hit 2 to 3 home runs in the postseason, they don't win. They don't win playoff games. And I said, guys, be careful. This is a very streaky team. And if they go streaky cold, as they were streaky hot, this is going to be a very, very upsetting season at the end of the year. And this is what's happening. I'm not a Schwami. I'm not a forecaster. But I just know Philadelphia, and they were not careful. They let those starters pitch way too many innings in the beginning of the season, and that's going to be a problem now. And their offense is so streaky. Will they come out of it? I don't know, Howard.
You know what? I think they'll be better, but I have concerns for the playoffs because the pitching is better.
I hope you're right.
You have real concerns about the Phillies, obviously.
I have concerns with the Phillies because we both have seen those bats go cold, and when they go cold, they're ice cold in the most important part of the season, which is the postseason, and you're going to face the best pitching staffs when you play in the postseason.
Yep. Hey,
Howard, can I ask you one more quick comment I want to make, because it's really upsetting me, because I was taught how to play good mechanical baseball, and although Harper, in that rundown, although Harper did throw the ball to second base way too late, he screwed that up, you were taught, and you know this, Howard, when Sanchez had, you have a runner between first and second, second or third, or third and home, you run right at that bat, at that runner, you hold the ball up in the air so you can flip it to the next pitch, the next player, but Sanchez is the one that really screwed up that rundown. I know it's only one play, but you remember that play?
There's a lot of mistakes. There's a lot of mistakes. All right, one quick question. Do you care about the Olympics or not?
You know what, Howard? I'm in the insurance business now, but being a health and phys ed major, I love to watch the Olympics. It's once out of 4 years, and I'm a wrestling official for 42 years. I'm still officiating, and believe it or not, I rather watch gymnastics, swimming, beach volleyball more than wrestling. I love the Olympics, Howard.
Well, yeah, I don't care about the basketball team because it's just a bunch of pros who are making
a joke. The basketball, I won't even watch it. Howard, I'm not even watching
Okay.
the basketball.
All right, let me run. Hey, thanks for
the
call.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. I want to address something. There was a story in the paper that I think is going to be interesting, and it's rare to see something, but there still are some good investigative writers left. It's going to address a very, very important situation going on in Philadelphia. We'll be right back. The time is 9:23.
Here comes the sun.
And the sun is hot.
Here comes the sun.
There was a story in the Inquirer that I will address, and I've told people how ridiculous a new arena at 10th and Market would be for the city of Philadelphia. It would be horrible for the fans, horrible for so many things. Jeff Gamage, who's been kind of on this thing, wrote a story and addressed the Comcast Spectacor, hired a national real estate advisor to study the implications of having two big competing venues in Philadelphia. And what the study concluded, and it was somebody that has no interest either way, it did a legitimate study on a new arena, not the one that the Sixers put out, which is like they do most of the time. It's a bunch of false and inaccurate points about a new arena. The consultant concluded the rivalry would split the market, starving both places of attendance and revenue. There aren't enough additional games, concerts, and shows to financially support two major Philadelphia arenas of roughly the same capacity. And this is what the report said. It's a Chicago-based firm, Hunden Partners. It predicted taxpayers, this is really important, it predicted taxpayers would eventually be asked to provide millions of dollars for renovations that neither arena could afford on its own. And of course, the Sixers turned down repeated requests for comment made over the week. They said the report contained errors, but declined to address the central conclusions, which is typical of the Sixers. They just say what they say, and it doesn't work. It would not work, and now they're kind of trying to, I guess, con Philadelphia. Well, go to Jersey. They're not going to Jersey. If you want to go to Jersey, go to Jersey, but it still screws up everything. In most major cities, hockey and basketball play in the same arena. I mean, it's that simple. And it's I'm glad that they had a neutral party do a study on whether it would be a good idea or a bad idea. And as I've said for months, it's a terrible idea. I just wanted to say somebody else wrote it. It was a story in the Inquirer. All right. Let's go back. Let's go back to the phones. And who's up first here? Is that Kevin? Kevin, you're on WIP.
Yeah, Howard, I'm a firm believer that managers in baseball don't necessarily win games, but they certainly can lose games.
And I've said that how many times? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. This manager has repeatedly gotten a pass, and he has lost us a number of games this year. And if anybody wants to point the finger, yes, Bryce isn't playing well. Yes, players have to play well. Perfect case in point is the other night against the Yankees. It's 6-5. We have Trey Turner, for whatever reason, needs the game off. With the following day, a game off, Kyle Schwarber leads off, and he gets a hit. We have the fastest guy on our team sitting on the bench, and we can't – I'm not saying we would have won the game. But any manager in baseball would insert Trey Turner to pinch run in that situation.
Did you hear what the reason he gave?
The next day.
Did you hear the reason he gave?
And what was the reason?
The reason is he wants to let his leg get stronger, and he didn't want to pinch run because he gave him a chance to let his leg get stronger. Wait a minute, wasn't that injury like a month ago?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
you can't use that as an excuse.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got a day off the next day, and then on Friday night we're not playing till 10 o'clock almost. He can't pinch run in a game, and if you look at the Yankees, while they do mash the ball and hit home runs, they played systematic baseball against us in which they simply just moved runners, and they do let their power guys take swings. But I agree with you. Unless we change our approach, and the only thing I would do different than what you suggested is, and I know it's left-handed and left-handed, I'd bat Schwarber behind Harbor, because then at least he's going to even get better pitches to hit. But
you would
we
think
refuse.
So.
What's our record in these extra inning baseball games? We suck, And the reason we suck is we start with a runner on second base, and we, I mean, I'll bet you I could count on one hand the number of times we've actually bunted a guy to third to try to win the game. We're not but
bunting is
in winning
not the,
game. The
analytics way. You don't. It's not the analytics. See, hey, Rob Thompson's a baseball guy. Use your instincts. Don't use the computer and the printouts that they give you. It's terrible. And I like Rob Thompson, but you got to. Hey, listen, I'm going to do it my way. I mean, it doesn't matter whether he has a job next year or not. If I'm going down, I'm going down my way, and that's what he's got to do. I'm going down my way.
It will not shock anyone. The lead is 5 games, and it isn't about whether they win the division or not, but the Braves, as beat up as they are, next Friday this lead will be at 2 games, maybe. Because look at what we're facing in the next 9 days.
If that's the case, that is trouble. Oh, my God.
Yes, it's trouble. But, I mean, do you see us pulling out of this with what we're facing on the road in the next 8 days, 9 days? I don't. You have any confidence that all of a sudden we're going to go 6-3 in our next 9 games? I have zero confidence that we're going to do that against quality baseball teams. And that's the difference. What is our record other than the beat-up Dodgers series, which we beat them at home? They were so beat up when they walked into our arena. That's the only series in the last 60 days
so
that we've beat.
So to say that you're concerned about the Phillies is an understatement.
I'm beyond concerned. And it starts for me with this manager, because while we can't score runs, we refuse to do something about it to manufacture runs. And we could.
I gave him my lineup. I mean, he's had it. He said he kept the card I wrote it on. He's got to, forget about my lineup. You got to do something because they're losing. That's what you got to do. Hey,
it isn't just losing. We're getting smoked. Like you said, we have Garrett Stubbs, who shouldn't be on the team. He has pitched twice in 10 days.
I know, it's a joke.
What in the world is that? That's the best team in
baseball? Embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. All right, so here's two questions for you. Who's the best player in the city?
Well, it's already been said, and I'm not sure it's close, and it's A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown is he's on my top two. I have Lane Johnson and A.J. Brown, but that's a good one. And do you care about the Olympics?
The one thing I love about the Olympics is the running events. I just when those men and women line up to run, it is poetry in motion. Other than that, the rest of it it's fine. I don't even watch the basketball. It's a joke. But the running events are amazing. They are.
Okay. All right. Great athletes. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much. All right. To show you how impactful this radio program is, and it is appointment radio on Saturday mornings, how impactful, I have a high-level executive, high-level, PNC Bank, Joe Medrchuk. He and his guests are listening to this show while they're playing golf this morning. What better way to have good positive thoughts and hit the ball down the middle of the fairway, make a 10 to 12 foot putt like you should make 10 to 12 foot putts, and just the positivity. I'll mention the name Bob Bertello. Most people don't know Bob Bertello is a sports psychologist, but dealt with a lot of professional PGA players. So this should help you guys have a better game. Just listening to the show. That is positivity. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get back to we'll run through the calls. We'll run through a bunch of calls coming back. The time now is 9:39. All right, so now I'm helping try to enlighten people. I tried to help the Phillies manager with the lineup. I tried to help people understand the good and the bad and what some of the things that need to be done. And one of the good things, and I don't know how much we'll see with the first Eagles preseason game, but with the Phillies, it's just there's so many issues here. And as I found out, I'm helping people on the golf course who are listening to this fine radio program while they're playing golf. So that puts them in a really good frame of mind. So now that I've done all that, let me go back to the calls. And first up is, I believe, John. John, you're on WIP. John there?
Hey, Howard. Welcome back, Howard.
Thanks.
It's good to have you back.
I
Somebody that can make some sense around there. It's brutal during the week. But anyway.
Hey, it is what it is. It's okay.
It is what it is. And I want to say about the Olympics, I couldn't care less.
I know. There's only one person who cares about it. Nobody cares. Yeah. And nobody cares about the basketball. It's a bunch of pros.
Well,
they get more money in endorsements because they're playing in the Olympics.
That.
It's a joke. It really is.
It should be collegiate players that are playing
there
on that
basketball
team. There
should be some collegiate players on there. I mean,
yeah.
92 was, okay, that was special because that was the first year of the dream team. 96, okay,
Barkley
the next one.
Yeah.
But I think you still had college players on both or player on both those teams. Now you don't even think about a college player. I mean, it's a joke.
So,
it really is a joke.
So one thing quick about Embiid, I was reading one game last week where I think it's Steve Kerr is coaching him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't play him the whole entire game because he didn't fit into the game plan.
Well, I saw a comment he made yesterday.
Shows.
They're playing today or tonight or sometime. He doesn't fit. There's speed. You can't just play the five players that are the leading scorers last year. You got to fit. And Steve Kerr is a coach. What a great coaching staff. Steve Kerr, Eric Spoelstra, Jeff Van Gundy's on that staff, and there's somebody else on that staff. I forget who. It's a great coach. They know what they're doing. Embiid doesn't. I'll tell you, that's what teams are going to do to the Sixers this year. They're going to run them, and then Embiid is just, and he's not going to be happy because he's not going to score his 30 points. It's just, this could be a problem. And Paul George is a good player. And I get it. But, you know, Embiid's going to have to play, and I don't know that he's going to fit with the way the other teams are going to start playing the Sixers.
I look at it this way. It should be a little bit better because with Maxey, he'll have two people to go to. Now, he could have Embiid or George.
Embiid, they're going to care less about it. They're going to run him ragged.
Let me get into the Phillies, Howard.
Go ahead. Sure.
You said the Phillies need a leader, and I absolutely am on board with that.
I don't believe they have a leader. They do not have a leader.
What do you think about Real Muto as a leader? I mean, you remember how Dalton was the leader with 93?
Yeah, I think he could be, but I don't think – I just don't think – you just don't become a leader because you want to be a leader. I'm not sure he's the guy. I'm not sure he's the guy either.
Also, I wanted to talk about Harper real quick.
Sure.
The other night I was watching – I think he ended the game by hitting into a double play.
Yes,
and
he
was out by 10 feet. The guy jogged to first base. So the next day, I would have him's ass on the bench, and I would put Hayes on first base or somebody else. You got to send a message to the rest. You put the prima donna on the bench, and then
you send all the rest of them guys
a message.
You got to do something, and you can't let him run the team. We know he's a good player. He's not playing like one right now. But you can't let him run the team because the other players kind of sense that. And you've got to take control. Aaron Boone, he took a guy out of the game right in the middle of the game yesterday when he didn't run. He thought he hit a home run, and he only ended up on first.
Yeah.
And he could have scored on another hit, and the Yankees lost. You know,
but then you could argue the fact, would he do that to Judge?
Yeah, I think he would.
For not hustling? Yeah.
Yeah, but Judge hustles. But Judge hustles.
He plays good in center field, too.
You can't arbitrarily say that. All right, so who's your best player in Philadelphia?
Well, I'm going to go outside the box a little bit, and you're saying the best player in Philadelphia right now is Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, but he hasn't played yet.
I know about Link. Well, he's on the Eagles, and you said the best player right now. And I know about.
I still
Lane
think
Johnson.
Lane Johnson and AJ Brown are better.
Yeah, well, I think
that's all right. Barkley's that's all right. All right. Do you care about the Olympics?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
You are.
And anyway,
you are along
I also
with
want...
many other people. Hey, let me run. Let me go to Brian. Brian, you're on WIP. What part of New York are you from, Brian?
Oh, Binghamton. What's up, Howard? How are you?
Yeah, that's up there. Binghamton. Yeah. Let me see. Is Binghamton near the Hall of Fame, near Cooperstown?
Oh, it's a little over an hour away.
Yeah,
a little
right. Hour okay. South, so. I know you kind of touch on Binghamton when I used to drive up to the Hall of Fame every year.
Yeah, there's no way the Phillies are going to the World Series. Harper, or the manager, he's too stubborn. He won't change the lineup. And look at what he did last year with Kimbrough. Look how he handled Kimbrough.
Yeah.
And also, Jack Fritz had Harper as a better player than Mike Schmidt. How do you feel about that?
Do I really even have to address something so asinine and so stupid and so foolish? That is the most asinine, foolish, stupid, ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Ever. Ever. I mean, and I mean ever. Ever.
I couldn't believe he ranked.
It just shows you that Jack doesn't know a whole lot about baseball.
Hey, how come Dave Parker isn't in the Hall of Fame?
You know, he should be. He's had some great numbers, and there's some people. I guess he has to wait for the whatever they call the Veterans Committee now.
Dave Parker was a great player.
You know, if Dave Parker's not in, and people keep on pushing Chase Utley. Chase Utley is so far. Chase Utley needs to buy a ticket to go to the Hall of Fame. He doesn't even have 2,000 hits. Are you kidding? He had 5-year career. That's what he had. 5 good years. That's not a Hall of Famer. All right.
And then I'll go with the best player in Philly. I guess I'll go with Jalen and then Lane Johnson.
Okay. All right. And do you care about the Olympics?
Not for a second.
Yeah, there's not anybody. Hey, thanks for the call. And take care of Binghamton, will you? And let's go to Steve in Red Bank, the home of what, Springsteen and John Bon Jovi, correct?
Yeah, and you know Count Basie is originally from Red Bank.
Wow.
And others.
I know Bon Jovi, and I've corresponded with him over the last few weeks. Bon Jovi's a great guy, and I don't know personally Springsteen. I've only met him once, but I, from what I understand, he's a great guy, and he's playing up at I guess Citizens Bank Park. Last year, it's coming up soon. Yep.
You know, I bumped into Springsteen a couple times because I live in the area here, and at the bookstore actually, Barnes and Noble once, and at a store called Borders at another occasion. I walked over to him. I was nervous. He shook my hand. I said, "How you doing?" He says, "I'm okay." And I said, "How come you've got so many books in your hands?" He says, this is what I do." He says, "This is my research."
Well, that's good.
I thought that was interesting.
That's good. I know he's a pretty sharp guy. I mean, the concert is put on by Larry Maggot, who is Electric Factory, and Larry is historical promoter. And Springsteen are friends. And he's told me at different times. You know, he's a really good guy. So, but what do you want to, what
not
you want to
talk digress about the Phillies? You know, I go back a long time, almost maybe as long as you as a Phillies fan, I'm sure, and as a media person. Dean Mock lost the pennant for the Phillies in '64. It's well known.
I remember that. Yeah, he started running a pitcher out every other day, bunting and short.
Yep. And you know, when you're a long-suffering Philadelphia fan through the years, you see things differently than what's on the surface. And that gets, I'm going to try to make a point here. I think that there's something internal going on with the Phillies that is not apparent on the surface. I think when a team collapses like this, there's something happening in the clubhouse that is undetected on the playing field. There's something strange going on here. They obliterated the Dodgers. They were sitting on top of the world. Then they dumped right after that series was over, and they were like 30 games over 500 or close to it. Then they lost 2 out of 3 to the A's, Oakland A's, an inferior team, by the way.
Yep.
One of them was 18-3, okay? That was just after they beat the Dodgers. They dumped Merrifield. Now, I know he wasn't a good player. He wasn't doing the job.
Yeah, I don't think that makes a difference.
I don't know that was a great idea that they dumped him after they beat the Dodgers.
I guess they tried to bring some other people in. Merrifield was hitting one something. So,
yeah, no.
Hey, they took a shot. They sucked up what they owed him. He signed with what? Did he go to Toronto? I think he signed with Toronto.
He ended up with the Braves. He's starting.
Is he playing with the Braves now?
He's starting for them.
Hey, all right, let me run because I want to try to get one more person in here. Your best player, did you tell me, is who?
Me? I didn't say, but I would have to lean toward A.J. Brown. And as far as the Olympics go, I used to care. I'm very apathetic about the Olympics, just like everybody else.
I could care less.
It doesn't mean much to me.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, say hello to everybody in Red Bank for me, will you?
You got it.
All right, take care. Hey, Jim, you'll close it out here. What's up, Jim? Oh, Jim's not there. He wanted to talk about Embiid. I didn't know if he wanted to defend him or wanted to agree with me. All right, before I close it out, who's it? Rob Ellis and Jody today? Okay, Rob Ellis and Jody. All right. This is the second week in a row that I'm passing along condolences, and that's not a good thing. Last week it was Pat Williams, a wonderful, incredible, unbelievable guy, and very successful as the Sixers general manager the last time they won, which was a long time ago. My condolences out to the family of Andy Jassner, who suddenly passed away this week. He's 56 years old, way, way, way too young. His father, Phil Jassner, for those people, that Phil Jassner was probably the best 76ers beat writer ever. That was his dad. And Andy followed in his footsteps as a writer. And Andy was just as nice as his father was. And my condolences to the family, his three kids. He will be certainly missed. Someone else that I would like to pass on condolences to, and there's probably a lot of people that don't remember him, Joe Hand Sr. Joe Hand Sr. was the pioneer in bringing boxing entertainment into this area, and then it spread in different parts of the country. Closed circuit fights, when they didn't have pay-per-view, you would go to a place like the Spectrum would have a closed circuit fight, an arena would have. That was Joe Hand put that together. And Joe Hand Sr., his son, Jr., another great guy. But Joe Hand Sr. passed away this week at 87. He was very, very helpful and influential at the beginning of Joe Frazier's boxing career. Two really, really wonderful people. Can't say enough. You know, when somebody passes away, you usually say nice things about them, whether you mean it or not. I mean it. Andy Jassner, Joe Hand Sr., two wonderful, wonderful people. Terrific, wonderful, unbelievable guys that will be missed, and my condolences to the family. I feel bad because I was supposed to go out and see Joe Hand Sr. in a couple of weeks. And I feel bad that I missed the opportunity to go out and say hello. But anyway, I didn't want to bring that up during the show. I don't want to end it on a sad note. But sometimes you know how much you're going to miss people. And I do with these two people. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Hydrate. Take it easy. The Phillies, I assume, play again tonight. Not today. But they're playing in Seattle. And it's a great, great starting pitcher. It's a bullpen game today. You're the first place team, and you're running a bullpen game out there. All right, Rob Ellison, Jody McDonald next. Dan Wilson doing a great job on the other side. If you missed any of the show, I will put the podcast up on my Twitter and Facebook. And everybody, as I said, have a great weekend. The time now is 9:57.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.